Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. It's the news show. I'm Kyle Swiger. It is Thursday, September 25th, 2014. All of the best technology news within the past 24 hours in about 5 minutes. BlackBerry. Now hold your laughter to the end of the story. I'm not done yet. Has unveiled the BlackBerry Passport. It is a square phone. I will repeat myself. It is a square phone. And it's the size of a Canadian passport, hence the name. Personally, I think it looks a little bit bigger than a passport, but let's highlight on the good, shall we? It's got a 4.5-inch touch screen. It's got a physical keyboard. A lot of people are going to like that. Probably the best part about this thing, it has 30 hours of battery life. Now, I'd say that is pretty good. Now, the thing is launching in Canada first. Imagine that. BlackBerry Canada, of course. It's going to be about $699. I'm guessing that this is Canadian dollars, unlocked. Or you can get it outright on the TELUS service for $200 on a two-year contract. It will be headed to 30 other countries by the end of the year, including the UK, France, Germany, Singapore, and of course the US, where it will be sold in around about $599 unlocked in the US or on AT&T with a $250 two-year contract. Did I mention it's square? Get ready, Fablet fans and Samsung fans. The Galaxy Note 4 is almost here. It's going on sale Friday in Korea. So if you really want it, and you're not in Korea, you're going to have to go over and you're going to have to get it there first. Now, if you can't wait, with all the suspense that's building for this thing, it will hit store shelves in the remaining markets by the end of next month, so you don't have to wait too much longer. It's going to be available in the colors of blossom pink, bronze gold, charcoal black, and frost white. There's no pricing information available yet as the announcement of this thing, but expect it to cost about as much as its predecessor, the Galaxy Note 3, when it hits your local market. The question is, will it bend? Speaking of bending, Bendgate is fully in effect. That's right, Apple fans. The iPhone 6, particularly the iPhone 6 Plus, is bending. And according to a lot of people, it's saying it's just in their front pocket and it's bending. There's been various videos online, so many tweets about my iPhone is bent. There's even one video of a guy actually just sitting there just bending it. Apple is yet to respond to this, and hopefully they will clarify this thing soon. In the meantime, if it has happened to you, think of it as a special feature. Hey, it's the new iPhone, the iPhone Curve. Back to a little bit of Samsung news, and speaking of that Galaxy Note 4 that's coming on Friday, there's also a new product that's headed to the sales aisle very soon as well, the Gear S smartwatch. Yes, it's Samsung's answer to the upcoming Apple Watch, only this one will be available this year, and you don't have to tie your phone to it, so it's physically going to be its own device with no other thing needed for it. As with everything else that Samsung announced this week, they're not spilling the details for now about what the watch is, battery life, and all these kind of things, or when the actual launch date is. But one thing's for sure, it will definitely hit the market long before the Apple Watch will. And more than likely, just in time for your Christmas list. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird? It's a plane? No, it's Zuckerberg. And what I mean by that, it means Facebook is planning to bring the internet to the entire world with a fleet of drones. Speaking at the Social Good Summit in New York, an engineer director at the Facebook Connectivity Labs kind of spilled a few details about this unmanned planes that Facebook, they kind of want to actually steer away from the word actually drone. They didn't really say drone, but hey, we're going to call it a drone. It would be about the size of a 747 jet, imagine that, but it's going to be much lighter. It will be solar powered, and what they want to do, they want to have a prototype of this thing by 2015, so next year, and they want to beam internet goodness to all these people from this thing for about 3.5 years. They haven't started building the thing yet. I already got a person in mind that'll probably build them, the NSA. Now, we told you yesterday about Sky's TV new price increases. Well, something else has appeared on your Apple TV from Sky. Sky's Now TV service, which has been long an iOS app, is now on your Apple TV in the UK. That's right, Sky has brought its entertainment and movie packages to the streamer and all around the time before those fees are about to increase. Not only is it available on the Apple TV, but it's also streaming on an Xbox One, PlayStation 4, and Google's Chromecast. Nice to finally see it native on the Apple TV, but one has to wonder, what in the heck took so long? Oh yeah, price increases. And finally, passwords. they seem to be not as secure as they once were, are they? Well, there's a Canadian company that is wanting to change that. The company is called Bionams, and its solution is relying on a dedicated wearable device that uses ECG sensors to measure the electronic activity from your heart. And apparently they're calling your heartbeat as sensitive as a fingerprint. Now, this wearable device isn't even available yet, but they've managed to get about $14 million in funding for this thing. Now, they're not giving really a whole lot of details yet about how this thing actually will really work, but they're saying that your heartbeat will be your password. So I'm trying to put this thing into context, really. So our password is speed up, speed up, speed up, speed up, slow down, slow down, slow down. Oh, heart attack. If you got a story and no one else will listen, you can send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. You can also follow us on the website at BritishTechNetwork.com. Find us on Twitter at BritishTech. Find me on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. We'll be back tomorrow with a dose of the best technology news from the past 24 hours. But until then, have a great Thursday, and thanks for listening.